Well, here joining me on RSN from Seoul is well-known jockey Johan Victoire, who Australian punters will get very used to seeing in the form guide. Johan, thank you so much for joining me, and you're really enjoying your time in Seoul so far.
Yeah, thank you very much. And yeah, I'm really enjoying here. I just arrived a couple of weeks before. Like everybody know, I'm still stay 1 year in Australia, and I'm very happy to ride a winner in Australia. I know it's a new experience and new challenge for me, and very happy about that.
Before we talk about racing in Korea, tell me about your time in Australia, because you're working with one of the most famous names in Gay Waterhouse, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. I worked 1 year with Gay Waterhouse, so she teach me many things and helped me to improve again my races ride. Yes. And I'm very happy what she do for me, and it's really incredible to work for her. So I never forget my time in Australia.
And what did you think about our race courses? You would have seen some interesting tracks in the city and also in the country. What did you make of them?
Yeah, you know, like when I ride in France before, I do the same thing. I like to travel. But in Australia, I see something is every track is really safe. So that is the first point, is really important for the jockeys and trainer and horses. So yeah, I'm very happy, and the condition track is always on the good time. Yeah. And the people look around all the time to make that like the Australian, yeah, race coming. So very good for that.
And now racing in Seoul, they race upwards of three times a week at Busan and also at Seoul, and lots of races, 12 or 13 race cards. So you jockeys have a busy day.
Yeah, exactly. So for myself, I'm very happy when I'm busy, so that is good. 12 races or sometime 11 is not easy, but still, like, my condition is good, and I'm fitter than I can be most of the time on the overseas, so I'm very happy about that. And sometime we, of course, we have to be focused and can be a long day, but it's good.
Now tell me about the track, because in France and Australia and other countries you've ridden a lot of turf tracks, but this is a real heavy sand. What are the main differences that you see in racing here on the sand?
Yeah, exactly. Many countries I go, but it's the first time I ride on the track like that. The first week you need a little bit time to adapt, because it's not so easy, because like you say, it's a little bit heavy track, so the race go fast and not many horses like the kickback. So you have to change your style, and it's for that I look many of video of Korean style and jockey in Korea, and it's a little bit different, but after when you get the sync, is really nice. And
yes,
and it's just like I said, the race go fast, and you have to be sure your horse feel good and
yes,
can keep going. So
does that mean that early on in the race you would push a horse faster as opposed to other countries? Because in France races tend to go a bit slower, whereas here most of the jockeys are riding fast out of the barriers.
Yeah, exactly, because I think 90% of the race you won the race behind the star, because if you miss a little bit your start after that, like I say, the horse get many kickback, and after that your race can be a little bit harder for you.
Yeah.
So it's much better to ask your horse a little bit more than you can, and after you can find a good position and do the rest. So,
and last week when it was very heavy rain, you rode your first winner here. Well, how does the track go when it's very wet?
When the track is very wet, the track is quicker.
Quicker,
yeah.
Yeah.
So my horse I won last time is my first winner in Australia 2 weeks before that. So last week is a good race for him and a good test. And he ran really different style, because the first time when I win on him, I get a easy good position. But with the wet track and quicker, my horse don't know really what's happened.
Yeah.
So you have to be strong all the way, because like I say, the jockey or the horse is here never stop. They always keep going. So sure. You have to believe you can do it. So it's for that reason.
And in a couple of weeks, the international races are here. And I know Australian jockey Nashra Will is going to be here riding a horse from Hong Kong. So that must be fun to ride against jockeys from around the world.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very happy. And hopefully I can help if they need. And I'm lucky to have a ride too on both ways, so very happy about that. But really exciting to see overseas jockey coming and see the experience I had here. So very happy.
Well, the Australian punters are going to get used to seeing your name in the form guides at the Seoul track. So congratulations with what you've done so far, and thank you for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you very much. And like I say, I have a couple of good horses coming soon. So very
Fantastic.
Happy and very exciting to help the punter, and hopefully the Australian people start to follow me again.
Thanks.